care for all your financial needs. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. Visit Farmers and Merchants Bank next to Hickory Park, and I'll be happy to help you find the right loan for your future. Remember, Farmers and Merchants Bank is in your corner, and always, go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. Well, a healthy, clean, clear Kinetico purified drop of water, that is, right at your fingertips. Kinetico reverse osmosis drinking water. It is very affordable. Never haul another bottle to fill up again, and never worry if the stores are out of water or waste all that plastic. Kinetico, the leader in water treatment. We are ready to serve all your water needs. 45 years as a family business to serve your family as ours. Kinetico, across from Dairy Queen, 425-4167.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
FNBC is excited to announce their new Sapphire Plus checking account. Earn 4% annual percentage yield on up to $20,000 by simply using your debit card 15 times and receiving a direct deposit each statement cycle. You'll also earn 1% APY on funds above $20,000. Stop by one of their convenient locations or visit fnbc.us for more information. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday season, make Jeans Good as New Consignment Shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots to festive holiday sweaters, they have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow? Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
Back here at Raider Gym here on the campus of Nelson High School. This is Bomber Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home, and the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. Matt Sharp and Brad Coleman joining you courtside, along with Dylan Conley behind the controls. And also Jude Dillon, our producer, back at the studio. And, hey, I got to give your camera operator some credit, too. Who you got, Dylan? Michaela? Michaela Ullman, okay, thank you so much. Dwyer, okay, sorry. All right, Michaela Dwyer. All right, so let's actually get to the introduction to tonight's officials, brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic, where when it feels like home, it heals like home. Who we got tonight, Brad?
Scott Davidson, Oscar Thero, and Trey Crawford.
All right, so those are the guys in the stripes. They just give them the... starting lives for the crowd here in attendance, starting to pile in a little bit. You know, it's kind of early start tonight, so some people probably still getting off work. So Mountain Home getting some last second instructions from head coach Del Lear, and now they're coming out on the floor.
I think you're gonna see a little bit of both for us tonight. I think you see man to man. We'll probably start out in a man to man, Matt. Go to a little bit of a zone to see what we got and what we can. Try to throw them up. I'm curious if Nettleton's going to try to run with the Lady Bombers or what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, just try to keep them on their toes like that. You know, Nettleton getting some last-second instructions from Kevin Frisbee, again in his second year at the helm of the Lady Raiders. They are 8-4 on the year, Mount Holm 9-2. So we're about ready to get underway for the opening tip-off brought to you by Clear Results Glass. It will be Anna McCarn jumping center for Mountain Holm. And for Nettleton, looks like it's going to be Kaylee Franklin trying to win the tip.
Look at Nettleton. They're way back. They're saying, yeah, we're not even going to try. We're not even going to try. We know who's going to win this. Anna's going to tip it back to Brooklyn. We're going to get this party started.
All right. Ball is up in the air. The tip was won by the Lady Raiders. They're moving left to right in this first half.
Mount Holm in a man.
Ball is with Hardaway up top. She throws it on the right side to Collins. Collins dribbles towards the lane, kicks it to Franklin in the on the left corner. Her jumper is up and in, and the Lady Raiders strike first.
Nettleton looks like they're going to be in a 2-2-1, kind of full court press.
Yep. Nelson Holm does get it into the front court. But just as soon as I say that, Yonkers' pass is stolen by Collins. Her layup back the other way is no good, and the rebound is controlled by the Lady Bombers, Anna McCarn.
Going to have to handle that press. Best way to not turn it over on the press and not let them score where they can set it up.
7:15 left in the first quarter. McCarn throws over on the right side to Yonkers. She's going to pull up for the three for the lead. It won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Nettleton. I believe that was Patterson with the board. Back quickly they come. Here is Patterson. She's going to drill toward the elbow, pull up for the jumper, in and out, and the rebound is controlled by McCarn.
Two rebounds so far by Anna McCarn, doing a good job on the defensive glass.
A little over a minute into this contest, a 2-0 lead for Nettleton. Ball goes over to Mitchell on the right side. Nettleton and man-to-man.
Nice
throws
pass.
It down to Fossett in the lane. She's going to be fouled on the way up. It wouldn't go, so she's going to go to the line for a pair. With 6:42 left to play in the first quarter.
Good pass right there by Brooklyn.
Jessica Collins picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number one against Nettleton. So Fossett will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight to try to put Mount Holm on the board. That was the one issue that Mount Holm did seem to have against Springdale, the free throw attempts. But
we got them in the second half.
Yeah.
We did miss some of them, but that's really what got us back in the game. We started pounding that ball down low. And
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Fossett hit the first free throw. Let's see if she can tie this game up. Second shot is up. Rolls around and falls in. Knotted up at two. Again, 6:42 left in the first quarter. Ball goes quickly back the other way. Here is Cunningham with it on the right side. Mount Holm in a man-to-man. Ball goes up top to Franklin. Over on the left side to Patterson. Patterson will give it up top. I believe that's with Hardaway. She'll throw it over on the right side to Cunningham.
Yeah, Cunningham doesn't have a left hand. She almost dribbled with that right hand. Look for us to take advantage of that here in a little bit and get some steals off her.
Hardaway with up top. Throws over on the right side to Patterson. Her three-pointer won't go. Offensive rebound for Nettleton. I believe that was Cunningham with it. She couldn't get the foul to go, and this time the board comes to the Lady Bombers. Anna McCarn with it.
Good job, Anna, there. Getting another rebound for the Lady Bombers.
And Lakin Moore turns it over in the backcourt. Here is Collins back the other way. She's going to go in for the layup. Good. Jessica Collins with her first 2 points. 4-2, Nettleton up. 5:52 left in the first quarter.
Now Nettleton backing out of that press.
Mitchell across the timeline, dribbling on the left side.
Give it to her. Livy's working hard down there, down low.
Ball goes up top to Moore. That to Faustus at the left elbow. She's going to drill toward the free throw line. Kicks up top to McCarn. Throws it over to Mitchell on the left side.
Nice.
She's going to get by her defender. Go in for the layup. Good.
Yeah, nice take by Brooklyn. Got a step. Split two defenders. Straight to the rim.
For all our score. 5:23 left in the first quarter. Hardaway into the front court for the Lady Raiders. Throws over on the right side to Cunningham. Up top now to Franklin. Over on the left side to Collins. Up top now to Hardaway. Back over to Collins on the left wing. She'll drill up to the top. Gives over on the right side to Cunningham, I believe. No, I'm sorry. That's actually Patterson with it. She will throw it to Collins. Now to Patterson at the free throw line. Her jumper won't go, and the rebound's chased down by Moore. Mount Holm with a chance to take their first lead of the evening. Moore quickly going coast to coast for the layup, but no good. But I think they're going to call the foul before the shot.
Yeah, they're going to get a foul on the floor. They got number one.
Caden Hardaway picks up her first personal foul. Second team foul against the Lady Raiders here in the opening period. 4:50 left to go in the quarter. Again, Yonkers will trigger the inbound pass. Gives it to Moore on the right side. She dribbles into the lane. Goes in for the layup. Hits the front of the iron. No good. McCarn gets offensive rebound. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line.
Yeah, good take there by Lakin. Getting in both feet in the paint. Put it up left-handed. Looked like she took a little bit of contact, but Ann McCarn with a great job on the offensive rebound.
Kaylee Franklin with her first personal foul. Team foul number one against the Lady Raiders here in the first quarter. First free throw for McCarn is good, and Mount Holm has their first lead of the night. Second free throw for McCarn. Bounces around and falls out. Rebound is controlled by Faustus. She puts it back up and goes in.
Good job, Livy Faustus, right there.
4 points on the night for Faustus. Mount Holm up 7-4. A little over 4.5 minutes left to play in the opening quarter. Collins into the front court. Throws it over on the left side. That is Cunningham with it. She dribbles down into lane. Has the ball knocked away, but Hardaway comes up with it. Now she loses the handle of the ball. It goes out of bounds, and Mount Holm's going to get it back on the unforced turnover.
Yeah, they're just trying to drive the lane. Mount Holm doing a good job staying in front. Here we see this press again from Nettleton.
And 4:22 left to play. The buzzer sounded a little late there. Ball goes to Yonkers. Hit on it. The left side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer.
Let's go. Great job. Jaylee Yonkers, good pass there by Lakin Moore, getting to the open lane. That's how you beat a press.
Yonkers with their first 3 points. 10-4, mounting them up. 4-4, let's play in the opening period. Collins into the front court. She will give it to Cunningham. She drills toward the right corner. Tries to throw it to a Cutting Hardaway. Ball goes behind her, and Mitchell comes up with a steal. She's back the other way. Now she'll slow it up. Gives it to Moore on the left side. She's going to try for the three there on the wing. This one won't go. Fosses chases down the offensive rebound and trying to figure out where to give it, go it. She gives it to Yonker. She's going to try another three-pointer in and out, and this time the rebound is controlled by Patterson.
Ooh, good job there, Mountain Home, getting their hands on some board. Livy Fosness, that's her second offensive rebound, almost led to a three. That ball went anywhere but down.
Yes, it did. Ball goes to Franklin in the lane. She's going to get the layup. Good. Kaylee Franklin with four on the night. Mountain Home's lead cut down to four. 10-6 our score. 3:18 left in the first quarter.
Matt, you see we're able to beat that press and get a three the last possession. Nettleton now coming out of that press. Brooklyn, nice
take.
Oh,
my goodness. Mitchell with another blow by her defender and going to the lane for the layup.
Yeah, Brooklyn just gave her a little head fake. Looked like she was going to go to the middle. That girl jumped thinking she had a screen coming. Brooklyn, phew, to the lane before she got a chance to catch back up.
Mitchell with four on the night. Mountain Home up 12-6. Ball is up top with Hardaway. She's going to try the long three. Hits the backboard, but no rim. And the rebound is controlled by Collins, but she has the ball knocked away and stolen by Yonkers. But Collins steals it right back, gives it to Franklin for the layup.
Yeah, unfortunate there. Jayla got the ball on the turnover, and she tried to throw it off the leg. Yeah, she was trying to throw it off the leg because she was about to go out of bounds. But that girl just caught it. Good hands. Nice pass, though.
Ball goes down to Fosses. She can't get the layup to go. McCarn with the offensive rebound. She tried to throw it back out to Fosses and goes wide of her and out of bounds. It will be Nettleton's ball on the turnover. Witten Coleman checking in for the first time tonight for Mountain Home, replacing Livy Fosses. Coleman, a 5'7 senior. And I believe Nettleton's bringing in three subs, actually, or maybe just two. They brought in Taylor Thomas, a 5'5 junior, and also Gleason, a 5'8 sophomore. Ball goes over to Cunningham on the left side. She will give it up to Patterson. Patterson's going to dribble down into lane, going in for the layup. Good.
Yeah, she just blew by Witten. Witten didn't move her feet there. Tried to go for the steal, and she just went straight around her.
Kinsley Patterson with her first 2 points of the night, down to a one-possession game. Mounts them up 12-10. With 1:51, let's play in the first quarter. Ball goes up top to Coleman. Over to Moore. She's going to try for the three on the left wing. Misses everything. Yonkers tries to save it in. She does, but right into the hands of a Lady Raider. Here's Collins quickly back the other way. She's going to go up for the runner. Hits the backboard, but no rim, and the rebound's controlled by Mitchell. Frisbee's wanting a foul there. He's not going to get it.
No, she was out of control.
Mitchell's going to go into the lane for the layup. Shot was partially blocked and goes out of bounds. Last touch by Nettleton. And now the Lady Raiders are charged with a bench warning, I believe. 1:26 left to play in the first quarter. It is a 12-10 Mountain Home advantage. 27 left on the shot clock. Inbound pass goes to McCarn on the low block. She about lost her footing, but she's able to get it out to Mitchell. Mitchell's going to dribble down toward the free throw line. Up top to Coleman. Down to McCarn, just outside the paint. She goes into the lane for the layup, but won't go. A blocking foul is going to be called on Nettleton, and a two-shot opportunity coming up for Anna McCarn.
Yeah, they're not going to like that here at Nettleton.
No.
They should have called a flop, to be honest with you. The girl tried to go down low, and she tried to take the offensive foul, and she flopped, and then Anna went up, and then she kind of just undercut her with her feet.
That is Kinsley Patterson's first personal foul, fourth team foul against the Lady Raiders. And since Anna McCarn's at the free throw line, Mount Tom's actually going to be shooting free throws for the final 1:14 left of the period. First free throw from McCarn won't go.
It should have been two shots.
It should have been two shots.
Wait, that was a two-shot foul.
Yeah, why? I don't know. They acted like it was a one-and-one.
Yeah, I don't know. They only gave us one shot.
That's crazy. But it didn't go, and the rebound control by Nettleton. Back the other way, pulling up for the three for the Lady Raiders. It wouldn't go.
They counted the bucket.
They counted the bucket.
I didn't think it went in.
Okay. Didn't either. They gave us the bucket.
I'll be doggone.
We'll give Anna 2 points.
All right. So she's got four. So she's got three on the night. It's 14-10. 45 seconds left to play. Here is going into the lane. That was Thomas with it. She's going to throw it out. Now ball goes down on the low block to Patterson. She looks like used her elbow. No call, but the layup wouldn't go, and the rebound is controlled by Lakin Anderson.
Yeah,
who checked in a moment
Witten
ago.
Witten tried to take the charge there. Just a straight elbow into the side of Witten.
So, actually, shot clock and game clock are about even right now. So, Mount Tom can pretty much hold for the last shot of the period. They're up by four right now. I was still kind of mystified by
yeah,
that.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, same here. Moore with it. They're letting the final seconds tick down. She's going to dribble to the right elbow. Loses the handle of the ball, and Nelson comes up with the steal. Now they're going to try to get one last shot before the end of the period. As Thomas puts up the long three to beat the buzzer, it won't go, and we've come to the end of the first quarter. Kind of an interesting period.
Interesting period right there.
After 8 minutes of play, it is Mountain Home leading Nettleton 14-10. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Hey, Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. Just because you are at work does not mean you do not have the opportunity to enjoy Mountain Valley spring water. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks.